Anthony Fauci, email about China covering up coronavirus death rate was too long to read. By Jacob Bliss on June 2, 2021. Dr. Anthony Fauci, in March 2020, received an email from Eric Nielsen, the co-founder and interim CEO at BioSignal Technologies, regarding likely information about the coronavirus, to which Fauci responded, saying the email was too long for me to read. BioSignal Technologies, which Nielsen works for, is a Texas-based startup that develops sophisticated tools for neuroscience research and applications of neuroprosthetics and brain-machine interfaces, BMIs. The email contained valuable information that Fauci seemed to discount due to his lack of patience reading a long email. Nielsen said in the email, he was a physicist and had been modeling the outbreak since January. He continued to add that he has been communicating with quite a few people around the world, including an NYU epidemiologist. The physicist mentioned that he has lots of information about China because of his business, scientific, friendship, and other ties with many there, including immunologists and virologists at top-tier institutions and laboratories. He explained that his WeChat account was blocked by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, for 3 days, at the time, around late February or early March. Nielsen noted that he is willing to share the information he attached in the body of the email. Fauci responded, "Too long for me to read." Parts of the information he had was about the death rate in China. "I want to emphasize that I do not believe China intentionally did this to harm the world. I sincerely believe it was done for saving face reasons. Saving face is possibly the most powerful motivating force in China. It is the key to understanding how most Chinese think and why they do what they do. China wanted the world to believe that their Herculean quarantining efforts contained the outbreak. However, I don't think this is true, even after spraying billions of gallons of Clorox all the country. The number of body bags my contacts told me about. Even after short 15 minutes walk to slash from grocery stores in one city during CCP authorized time slots, suggest the number of deaths is several orders of magnitude larger than what China's posted data indicates. Several of my sources have told me, in coded language, that the situation in at least Wuhan is not under control at all. In my opinion, China continues to be extremely concerned about saving face, first, and their economy, second. Their economy is already suffering terribly, and they can't afford to lose the many large manufacturing and other business agreements with foreign countries. This is why I believe they're trying, and succeeding to convince many, to convince most of their population that the outbreak is under control, and it will soon be okay to return to work. Even though it will not be safe, because of current outbreak and outbreak number 2 that will likely start soon. Citizens are not allowed to travel beyond a few stores and, in special cases, their work office, so even people who live there have no idea what's really going on, especially in Hubei province including Wuhan. In the newly released email was obtained by BuzzFeed News from the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA. BuzzFeed reported Fauci declined to comment on the story that encompasses this email. Fauci has been the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1984.